But I want to speak to a lady called Sarah, who's on this line. Sarah, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
Sarah, Twitter is a wonderful thing, because I came across you on Twitter as well, or you came across me, and you were saying, what about this, Frank? And I said, listen, Sarah, we'll never be able to discuss it in so few characters. Give me a ring on 90333105 in the morning. And you did. What's this about you and Gary Barlow?
Well, I didn't realise the power of Twitter myself until 48 hours ago. On Saturday, my Facebook and the internet, like everybody else's, just went into overdrive. Gary Barlow put out a tweet, now something that I wouldn't be so au fait with until this past couple of days, but Gary Barlow put out a tweet to say that he is just being bombarded with requests to sing at people's weddings. And this year he has decided to sing at three couples' weddings, and all you have to do is stalk him on Twitter and be a huge fan. So I took this on and I said, listen, there's nothing to lose here. So I tweeted Gary Barlow, and it was actually my videographer who seen it and said, look at Sarah, if this happens, I'll give you my services for free. And it was basically from that the whole thing has snowballed, Frank.
Yeah, I would imagine you'll get everything for free if Gary Barlow is going to come and sing at your wedding. Can you imagine the hotel charging you? But Sarah, are you sure that it's from the real Gary Barlow and it's not from some fake representative of the great man?
Well, you see, this is it. On Twitter and on any of the social media sites, the official accounts can be verified. And he has put it out on, he's given interviews over the weekend, and he has said it's on different accounts, and people from his camp has confirmed these stories that this is actually what he's going to do, because it is something that he is known to do. You know, there's stories all over the last couple of years where he has just appeared at people's weddings where sisters and stuff, our best friends, have asked him to come and he's taken them up.
Sarah, are you taking the next step now, apart from, you know, following through with regards to stalking him as a Twitter fan? Are you going beyond that? And is part of that move to get in the media, to get your message across, so as the more talk there is about him, the better chance there is of him coming your way?
Well, you see, I don't have to tell you, you know the power of social media. And what I'm asking people to do is, we have set up, now, if in the big grand scheme of things, this is nothing, it's just basically a bit of fun, and if something comes from it, it's great. We have set up a campaign, hashtag Bring Gary Barlow to Bellingham. Our reception is in Castle Bellingham in County Louth. And what we're asking people to do is, if they tweet this hashtag, we're hoping that Gary Barlow, I'm tweeting him, and there's countless, we've had well over 400 tweets on this over the last 24 hours. So we're asking people to tweet this hashtag, and with the hoping that he'll see all that's going on around it.
You seem to be surrounded there by people contacting you as you're talking to me. Now, when is the wedding?
The wedding is on the 8th of August. And actually,
let me stop you there. Have you checked his itinerary? He's not playing San Francisco with the other two lads that night?
No, well, I've checked that. There doesn't seem to be. I can't see anything that's clashing with it. I've done that as well. Somebody said that to me at the weekend, Frank, so I've done that. I can't see anything that would clash that's on his website or on the Take That website.
Have you mentioned to Castle Bellingham, the hotel down there?
I have there.
If he comes, you want it free of charge.
Oh, well, I don't know if it's free of charge. But there are a couple of other incentives. The wedding guy, I hadn't heard about him until Saturday. He's a wedding coordinator, Stephen Sheridan. He has also offered his services free of charge if this comes true. But he has also added to that he'll donate to Crumlin Hospital charity if it happens. And as a result of that, John and I, my partner and I, have decided that instead of wedding favours, we are going to donate to Crumlin Hospital. So, you know, with the power of social media, things can come out of it. Like, even if nothing ever happens with Gary Barlow, good things like this has come out of it.
That's true, and you're raising the whole profile of the hospital as well. Sarah, you don't mind me asking, what part of the world are you from exactly?
Now, after your last report, I don't know if I should tell you that. Armagh.
Right.
Fight
Armagh. I'll not ask you why the Armagh and Tyrone players fight at the drop of a hat, but you're from Armagh. John, you mentioned, where's he from?
He's from County Louth.
Okay, so that explains maybe why you're going towards Castle Bellingham. That's where a lot of the family's going to be. That's where the big celebration's going to be. How big a Barlow fan are you, or are you just jumping on his bandwagon?
Not at all. I'm a huge Gary Barlow and Take That fan. My first memory of Gary Barlow is when I used my communion money, Frank, to buy Take That tickets to go and see them in the Pint Depot many, many years ago. They were actually singing with Lulu in the Pint Depot years ago. Roll on a couple of years, we flew to Blackpool to watch him switch on the illuminations. So, you know, this is something that has been with me all through my life.
Well, listen, Sarah, I hope that it's your wedding he chooses. And, you know, why not come and play a few songs at the lovely hotel down there at the castle, at Castle Bellingham? That's through the gated, you know, there's a little drive up to it, whatever, isn't there? What's the hotel called down there?
Bellingham Castle.
The Bellingham Castle, that's the very one.
Yeah, and it's only recently renovated, so, and they've done a beautiful job. So hopefully it's going to be the day of our dreams anyway, but this would just be the icing on the cake. So
I don't want to put any pressure under the band you've booked, but who have you booked? And, you know, the fact that Gary might be coming on for a few songs, do you think they'll know where to play the tunes?
See,
who are they?
This is it. We're guaranteed a brilliant day anyway because we've booked a fantastic band, Sugartown Road. It's a local band around here. They do all the weddings around here. So we're guaranteed a great day's crack anyway, but I think it'd be fantastic to give Gary Barlow the experience of an Irish wedding.
Sarah, I couldn't have put it better myself. Gary Barlow having the experience of an Irish wedding, that might be the line that sells it to him. If you do hear anything back, would you let me know?
I will, of course, Frank. Could I just ask all your wonderful listeners, if they are on Twitter or if not, join up, to tweet hashtag bring Gary Barlow to Bellingham.
Bring Gary Barlow to Bellingham, Bellingham to Bellingham.
That's it.
Sarah, if it works, I'll applaud you from here, girl, but fair play to you for having a rattle at it.
Sure, we might as well. We've nothing to lose.
Totally. Thanks for giving us the ring.
Yeah,
thank you.
Thank you very much.
I'll play you a Gary Barlow song.
That'd be brilliant. Thank you very much.
God bless. Bye.
Bye.